Good morning, and welcome in the name of Christ. It's great to have you joining us for this morning's message. Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, so our text today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, where we read again of the events that took place on the day when the church was founded and the gift of the Holy Spirit was received. I have a question for you this morning. Do you remember catching fireflies when you were a kid? Fireflies, glow bugs, lightning bugs, whatever name you want to call them by. I remember warm summer nights spent at my grandparents' home up in Iowa doing this. Grandma would give me and a few of my cousins an old mayonnaise jar, and we would go out into the backyard underneath the yard light and see dozens of them flying around. We would catch them, put them in the jar, and watch, fascinated by the greenish-yellow glow of their underbellies. We could spend all evening doing this as kids, but I guess it was a different world back then, and kids were more easily entertained. Most people only got three channels, you know, representing the three major networks on their TVs, and that was if they were lucky. There was no such things as personal computers or smartphones, internet, or video games. And unless it was cold, people often in small towns would walk around their neighborhoods and sit on the front porch with their neighbors and actually have face-to-face conversations. What a novel idea, huh? In the last couple of decades, biologists and entomologists have been noticing that the number of fireflies has been slowly decreasing worldwide. Many scientists have speculated on the cause, with everything from industrial pollution to global warming being blamed for the shrinking populations. However, many experts in the field are beginning to reach the same conclusions as to what is really causing the decrease. And it isn't all the things they would normally blame on this sort of thing. What most scientists now believe is causing the problem is the presence of so much artificial light in the world. Just like when we were kids catching fireflies, we waited under the yard light in the backyard because it attracted them so we could catch them. What is taking place is that the artificial light is messing up the mating ritual of fireflies. Female fireflies have no light. It is only the males that light up to attract the females, which seldom ever leave the ground. All of the artificial light that we now have in the world is competing with the light of the bugs, so the light they produce is much dimmer. And all the light pollution in the world is confusing the fireflies and preventing them from finding a mate. Hence, fewer bugs mate and fewer offspring are produced as a result. As I read through this story, it struck me that there is a good lesson to be learned from all of this. And I believe it is especially appropriate for today's celebration of the birthday of the church and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Think about the Christian who has the light of the Holy Spirit indwelling them. Just like a lightning bug, that light shines brightly in the darkness. But when there is a lot of other light, lights that are competing with that light, just like the light of a firefly, it can make our light look rather dim. Just as Jesus commanded, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and praise your Father in heaven," Matthew 5:16. So should the light of the Holy Spirit shine forth from us. If we are truly a Christian, then that light should be present in us, and others should be able to see it in us as well. It should shine forth from us personally, and it should shine forth from us collectively as a church congregation. Not only should others notice it, but it should stick out in such a way that it cannot be ignored. It's like the story I heard a while back about a little girl who came away from church very confused by what the preacher had talked about that day. So while in the car on the way home, she asked her father, "Daddy, I'm kind of confused by what our preacher told us today." "Oh, What did he say that you're confused about? Her father said. The girl replied, Well, he said that God is a lot bigger than we are. Is that true? Why, yes, I suppose it is, her father said. And he also said that God lives in us. Is that also true? And again, the answer was yes. Well, said the little girl, if that is really true and God is bigger than us, but God is in us, wouldn't he be sticking out? Wouldn't other people see him when they looked at us? What is sometimes amazing to me is that when you pay attention to what young children say, they often point out blatantly obvious truths that we miss as adults because we have become too sophisticated, perhaps, in our thinking. If we are truly a Christian, then the Holy Spirit is indwelling us. And if this be so, shouldn't it give us the ability to be bold in our witness for Christ, just as it did for that group of Christians gathered on that first Pentecost day? And if God is really in us, shouldn't he be sticking out, just as that little girl observed? When people look at us, they should be able to see God and the effects of God's presence in the things that we do. The Spirit's presence should change and transform us, just as it did those who gathered together on that first day of Pentecost. A while back, I read a story about fireflies. It seems that there was a young man who, just as I did in my youth, was out in his backyard with a jar chasing fireflies about dusk. He caught several of them and put them in an old mason jar and took them up to the deck where his parents were sitting. Daddy, he said, what makes them bugs glow like that? His father didn't even look up from the cell phone that he was punching on, said, Gee, son, I don't really know. Why don't you ask your teacher tomorrow at school? His father's lack of enthusiasm for his question, though, didn't seem to dampen the young man's curiosity one bit, and he continued to try and catch more bugs to put in his jar. Seeing one flying above his head, he leaps into the air as high as he can and grabs the firefly. However, as he did this, his hand grasped the bug a bit too tightly, and instead of just capturing the bug, he squished it on the palm of his hand. But to his amazement, as he looked at the smashed creature in his hand, it was still glowing. Excitedly, he ran up to his father, who was still punching on his cell phone, and said, Daddy, Daddy, I figured out what makes them bugs light up. His father, who finally put down his phone, pleased that his son had learned something new, said, Well, good job, son. And what is that? Why, it's the stuff inside, showing his father the squished bug still glowing on the palm of his hand. And this is yet another very astute observation by a young child. Shouldn't the same thing be said about every follower of Jesus Christ? What makes our light shine before men? Why, the answer is simple. It's the stuff inside of us. If we have the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through us, we can do things that we could never do in our own strength. The evidence of the Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian should be very clearly seen by those around us. Again, remember what is happening to the fireflies that are causing them to dwindle in numbers. Too many other competing lights. Could this also be the reason why church attendance continues to dwindle in the United States? So let me ask, how many other things have you allowed into your life that compete with church activities? And then we allow them to draw us away from God's light in the church. Paul gives us a list of attributes that should be seen in the life of every Christian. We might call it a character checklist, by which we can check to see if we display the fruits of the Spirit's presence within us. The 9 candles that we lit today for our worship service represent those tongues of fire that descended upon those disciples and imparted the Spirit's power to them. Paul is very clear about this. If the Spirit is indwelling in us, then the evidence of the Spirit's presence in our lives can be seen by looking for the fruit. He gives us a list of 9 things to look for that should be present and should be seen in the life of every true Christian. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These attributes are the evidence that the Holy Spirit is indwelling us. These are the attributes that the presence of the Holy Spirit will bring out in our lives and in our behavior. Just like that young man observed about fireflies, it's the stuff that is in us that makes our light to shine. But just like a good fire, the fire of the Spirit within us needs tending. If it is to continue burning brightly, we must feed it. We must tend it so that it does not grow cold and die out. A good fire needs fuel and oxygen to keep it burning brightly. And so it is with us. If we are to keep the Spirit's power burning brightly within us, we must feed and tend the fire of faith. We do this by gathering in worship regularly with other Christians. We feed that fire oxygen with regular time spent in prayer. We give fuel to that fire with Bible study and fellowship with other Christians. We let the light of that fire shine forth when we talk about our faith with others. It shines when we visit those who are homebound or in the nursing home. It shines even more brightly when we go on mission trips and give a helping hand to those who are in need. All these things give fuel to the fire of the Holy Spirit within us and keep that fire of faith burning brightly for everyone to see. On the other hand, if we allow ourselves to be filled with things like bitterness, anger, resentment, and unforgiveness, then it will hide our light. And if we are not very careful, it might even put out that fire within us if we fail to address and change these attitudes. But if we tend the fire of the Spirit within us so that it burns brightly, then that list of attributes that Paul gives to us will naturally come out and shine forth from us for all to see. If we are careful to do the things that tend the fire of faith burning within us, then when people look at us, just as that little girl observed, they will see God sticking out. Remember, it's the stuff that's in us that makes our light to shine. So let us be sure that we get ourselves connected to a church that will encourage us and hold us accountable to do the things that will keep that fire of faith burning brightly within us, so that we may be salt and light. Amen.